We're holding at the end of the fifth, at the end of the Nunhei, Umashoama. So the Balagoda says, Vavati Betzam Balalazea, Nivloi Malach, the case of Herbert, the Triumph Nivloi Sorov, the Bechola came to try and Eseshvotim, and Nivloi Ashliah. So those three in Yanim are in Yanim of the. The Maral explained. We saw what Malach is, we saw what Tzarek is, we saw what Shliach is. Then it says, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'Loyache, which the Pashto Pshat in Haggadah, if you're learning it, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'Loyache, is talking about the other three Kochas, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not a Malach, and not a Tzarek, and not a Shliach. The Maral says there's another Knech in the Bala Goda, Umasha Oma, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'Loyache, Hu Inyan Niflo L'Meivu. It's not explicit in Agada. The Pashto Pshat of Acher means any other Koach, the examples of which we listed before. But there's a remez on another specific Inyan that's in Ani V'Loy Acher. Shemiramiz Kan Alehim Acherim. So Hoysar Yitzore De Alehim Acherim. Ki Elo Akoyches Kidoyshoyz Mishamshoyz HaMerkava. These are kochos kedoshos that are mishamish to Merkava, or Savyad it says the Shechina, mishamish Shechina. The Oma Ani Hashem Ani V'Loy Acher, Heim Ani V'Loy Acher Heim Elohim Acherim. It is the Elohim Acherim, meaning anything which is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kloim Ani Hashem Ushem Amiyuchet She'elov Hayimakrivim Se'ir Apnimi. I'm the Hashem that you are makriv the soil Hashem, v'loy acha she'elov makrivin ha'soir she'olov agel azazel, and not the acha that the makriv soil azazel. So there's a subtle switch already in the Maral between the acha. Does it mean he says before the malachim that are mishamish the merkava, or the koiches of the soil azazel, which is ra? You know, the malachim that mishamish merkava we assume to be good koiches in whatever they are, but here we're talking about the soil azazel is not a good koyach. It's the sultan. It's whatever it is. It's not. So the Maral is hinting at acher as meaning two things. Acher meaning the malachim that are mishamish merkava, and the chelak of the bria that's ra that is the soil azazel. How did those two get lumped under one category? And Bechal, what is it? Ani Hashem v'loy acher. And he explains it also. Let's go through. It's not that long of explanation, and we'll talk about Rikos. V'acher shedar shavater atzatzam anivloy malach v'ikezik obuchar anivloy sarah obucholay mitzri meser shvatim anivloy ashliach dorash oid anivloy acher heim elohim acherim. Those are other gods. Shenas Hashem isbroch lifal pulo sarah. Hashem isbroch allowed other kochos to do other in Yanim. Ve'enom bechlal seder mitzias oilam. And they are not part of the mitzias of the world. Lehoisam aitzom in mitzrayim bin yezek ma mazikim v'ashedim. For instance, mazikim v'ashedim. Ash'en pulosham nishech seder mitzias. I want to explain this. This is a very deep nekuda here. It's a very complicated nekuda. Let's see if we can a little bit have a havan in it. It says, Marshall, other gods are called Elohim Acherim. Avodah Zorah, when say, what is the word Acherim? Adarabba. Rashi over there is bothered by the question, what does it mean other God? Other God means alternative. Do I want this bread or the other bread? Whenever I say the word other, it means there is an alternative. What's the Pshat Elohim Acherim? Avodah Zorah is not an alternative. And Rashi Taka says it means Nas Acherim Lo Yivdehem, that they don't respond to you. But the Pashto Pshat of the word is very hard to understand. Also, the word, it says, you should not make Elohim Acherim Alponai. Alponai meaning the opposite of Elohim Acherim is Alponai. There's Ponim and there's Ocher. There are two opposite descriptions, Ponim and Ocher. And it says, Loisas Elohim Acherim Alponai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Ponai, and there's Elohim that are Acherim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see to Harenes Kvedecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Ra'isa Sachoirai Uponai Loiro, that there was Ponim and there was Ocher, and the Ponim HaKadosh Baruch Hu could show him and the Ocher he could not show him. It says that one of the things we saw yesterday, Chazal, I didn't read the whole Chazal, but about Acher, who was called Acher, by the way, and that's also an Indian that's related to it. And it says over there that he had a kasha on the Tatrin, as we spoke about yesterday a little bit, that he said there is no... It says we learned that Lamala, there's no Ocher, there's no back Lamala. What does it mean there's no back Lamala? There's no... Ocher means a backside, the backside of a person. So we have to understand the whole mitzvah of the koyches of Ra in the kololius koyches of Ra are called in Sfarim klipas. A klipa is something that's part of the thing itself. Everything that grows with a klipa around it, and it's a necessary part of it. The chelak of the klipa is always the pnim is one thing, and the klipa is the achirav in a certain sense. When a person is, whenever you're facing anything that has some depth to it, has a ponim and it has an ocher. It's ki'ilu, the ocher is the part in which the ponim is set, because a ponim can't exist in itself. You can't always, I used to have a teacher, a math teacher, was an interesting person, and he used to have these cute puns. He said he once ate in a deli, and they had salami was so thin it had only one side. That was the lashon of you can't have a punim without an ocher. There's no such thing as having a tsura without a chayme that it's in. That's the mitzvah of it. So it's always the thing in which it's set always has to be ocher, the background to a picture. You don't have a picture without a background. There's one of the fascinating things that they found now in scientific research is when they have a picture that has no dots in it, then it's very it's not a clear picture. You know, when you just have the picture without any random note, like a pure CD that has no noise whatsoever is not as pleasant as something that has tiny bits of noise. And when you put a little bit dots in a picture, then it looks a lot sharper until it gets too many dots, and then it becomes blurry. Same thing when you're listening to tape. A pure tape is not pleasant. There has to be some dots of noise, and when it gets too much, it becomes static. But there is no such thing, Chetimtz, as just the thing itself. It's always set in a certain background. A diamond needs a setting, a picture needs a frame. And on the one hand, that frame is, and that background is not the thing. It's the clip of the thing. The picture is a $1 million picture, and the frame is worth $40. Without that frame, the picture's not a picture. Yet the frame is not the picture. The chomer in which anything is set, the same thing a person's tzura, is his outermost layer, and it's set in chomer. The ocher doesn't start in the back. The ocher starts here. The first layer behind the tzuris adam is already ocher. It's extra. It's chomer. It's not, and yet it's dovok in the thing itself. The Gemara says they tried to be mevatel the yitzra darayis. Yitzra darayis is all of taiva in the world, and it's the churban of the world. They tried to be mevatlit, and the world ground to a halt. What does it mean? Does it mean it means that the setting of kedusha until lasid lavoi can only come when it's mutba in ocher. Every ponim comes in ocher. Kaveyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, when the way he created the world is a tzura and chaymer, and therefore everything that comes to us in that way. A tzura that's mutba in a certain chaymer. And that's why as Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see the ponim alone, and that he said there is no such mitzias, but you see it through the ocher. You see the ponim as it's mutba in the ocher. So just like the back of a person, like we said, it's the whole person except for the front, is not the person, and that's just a piece of meat. But without that, there's no front, there's no tzura's Adam. The same thing in Ruchnius, there is not. The only thing a person wants in the wheat is the very kernel. We're learning now, there's Boyer and Zera and Merakit, they're like the three, four malachas to separate it from its klipa. And yet, if you try to grow chita without a klipa, you get nothing. The metzias is that everything that is teichen has to be mutba in something else. So on the tzara kedusha, on the very first level of kedusha, those are the malachim that are noisias akise. There are malachim that come down and do certain jobs. Rifal, Gavriel, there are specific shluchim that come to this world, and they have anhagas, they do this, they do this, they do that. But lemaisa, but there are four malachim, their jobs is to carry kisa kavod. What's that job? I mean, you know, they're not, what are they doing? They're not doing this world b'chlal. They're the four malachim, the four kaiches that Yechezkel saw. The teretz is, they are like the klipa to the pri. They are like the ocher to the panim. There's espana lo yiro. So every time there is wherever there's a certain havar espanim, wherever Kadosh Baruch is vavarti, then it has to be coming with ocher. And those are malachim that are noises akise. If somebody wants to shtol to what we spoke about melach in last week, about that being like the dots in the picture that give it its mitzias, that is the tushal, that is an inyan that shtels itself to al kaponim. So you have the thing that's called ocher, and it's good. That's the hechatimtza for kisei kavod. Kisei kavod stands on dalet koyches. It stands on four malachim. It stands on four chayos. And that's where it comes. But those chayas in themselves are the beginning of the ocher or the alternative side. That they are already, if somebody were to separate that and say maybe it's the chaff that's the person, that's where the makom tos. The makom tos starts at the chelek that is an essential echetim to the presentation, and yet it itself is ocher. Somebody who focuses on the frame, if I'm pointing somebody that's a beautiful work of art, and he thinks I'm talking about the frame, boy, is he making a mistake. That's, you know, he's got it wrong. I can't show it to him without the frame. But and he has to see it with the frame. But if his faith is the frame, is the ikka. That's what Chazal say by the eagle, that they saw one, the eagle started when they saw one of the malachim holding up the kisei kavod, and atar roi riachas and niroi ashtevias, Shehem istaktim b'matatron shali, I think it's termalion shali, v'shemtim d'mushar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I see Klai Yisrael at Matan Torah, they're looking too much at the shore. Meaning, the four chayas are carrying the kisei kavod. And if they were to focus square between the chayas, they would have the d'mus, they would have the emes. They're looking at the frame. Looking at the frame is the beginning of the tolls. That's the beginning of the chalois of Ra. So all koiches that are Ra, the unika starts from something called ocher. It starts from ocher, acher, however you want to call it. And in a very, very spitz, it's a necessary chalik. Like we spoke about the melach, that without the melach there's no tam, and without the koich of Ra, things don't have meaning. Without those few dots that you put in the picture looks bland. Without the little bit, the tiny, tiny drops of noise, the music, it sounds sterile, it doesn't sound right. But the minute you hear that noise, that's not good, then it's static. It's a modern paradox. Without it, it's bland. It's like salt in bread. If a person takes bread without salt, if anybody's had the pleasant experience of eating bread without salt, it really, really tastes like styrofoam. It's very difficult. If somebody has somebody in the family who has to eat bread without salt, or sometimes they forget and bake it's very hard to eat it. It's bland. If you taste the salt in the bread, it's not tasty. So you have a mother chetimtza. It's something without. It's a thing in itself. It's not a particularly good taste. If somebody wants to taste bread and jam and the salt on it, it's not terribly tasteful. On the other hand, without it, it tastes awful. It tastes bland. It needs just the right amount to give it time without becoming a metzias in itself. If you taste the salt, it's too much already. Those koiches, the sheirish of those koiches starts with the fact that the kisa kavod is presented in the context of dalad malachim. It's presented in the context of dalad duchas, and it's the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to present it. So therefore, all panim needs an ocher in this world. It needs background. It needs a back. But if you focus in anywhere at the ocher, you have it wrong. Therefore, all koiches avodah zarah are kochos. We're not talking about avodah where people just decide to take up a stick and to worship it. Said if you take a stick and worship it, there's nothing to it. Then you stam ashoita. We're talking about there are koiches in the bria. Where do they get their koiches from? They get their koiches from something called the lehim acherim. Since it's an inextricable part of a likus, is this chelak acher? So b'meila they're novea from. Where did the egel azov get its koich from? Since Hakadosh Baruch Hu can only come with a pamalia that includes a shayer. So somebody said, if the shor is an absolute necessity for the bria, so maybe the shor is the ikar. It's just like if I see a group of five people, like a president going with bodyguards. How do I know who's the president, who's the bodyguards? Besides the fact that bodyguards wear the sunglasses, but how do I know which one is which? How do I know which one is which? The teretz is, I see the same president, and I always see different bodyguards. Different times. So I know the president is the president, the bodyguards are different people. But Lu Yitzur, the same five people who always come. So I would start saying to myself, you know, maybe it's a group of five. Maybe it's Reuven, maybe it's Shimon, maybe it's Levi. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgala only, the Kisa Kavod is Nisa on these Dalad Malachim, So the Mokum Tos came that the Pnei Shor is a punim. It's called a punim and not an ocher. They were mistakel on the Pnei Shor and they were shaming it, and they said, hey, maybe this is the Iker, and they snapped it out of the context and made it into the Musaf Nazir. That is the beginning of Acherim Debri, the beginning of ocher and so on. Acher was somebody. Acher is a part of Neatzimoy, but why do Chazal discuss Acher? I mean, it was a tragedy. It was Ra. It was an Apikoros. They're not other Apikorosim. There aren't other Apikorosim discussed in Chazal. You know, Hahumina, Yava, Humina here, Humina there. But he has a name. In other words, Acher is called Acher. I mean, he got a name for himself. I mean, why is it discussed? I won't go into it. It's a difficult parasha, but Lemaisa, if I care, in all the other minim were minim. There are pekarsim. So once in a while, Chazal bring a shaila because they want to address a specific shaila. But the metzias of acher was in Torah. This was the acher. In other words, it was the same Torah. Reb Meir says that he took a rimoin. He ate the toich and klipa zorak. In other words, Acher's problem wasn't that he was wrong. He took the klipa. Acher took klipa and ate it. The Torah was he was yoinik Torah. It was this is Chazal were telling us this is Torah when somebody takes the Acher of Torah and not the Panim of Torah. That's the difference. Whatever his mistakes, whatever his inyanim were, I mean, the Chochmas Chitzonius was the Acher of the Torah. That's basically, I just wanted this question for a musik about. Those Koiches in the Bria itself come to us as the destructive part of the Bria. L'mashal. Just like when you have a Chita, the Pnimius of the Chita is soft, edible, pleasant, and the outside is coarse and difficult. There's a chelik of the bria that comes to us as being counter bria. and that is Shadim, Mazikim, all sorts of Kaychas in the Bria that are not, that are Ke'ilu anti-Bria by nature. Just like the shell of a Chita is always Ke'ilu the opposite of the Bria, the opposite of the Chita. The Chita itself is a kernel, it's soft, it's round, and you have, where this is a round kernel, around it you have a hollow shell. And this is soft, the outside is hard. This is edible, this is not edible. Ki'ilu, that the chitzonius of that is the hechach of it. So there's a chelik of the bria where ra comes from. It's more than just a particular kind of ra. It is the non-bria. And that's the difference. There was one sayer that was nikav lifnim, and that went to the Kodesh Kadoshim. When I was able to touch to the kuda of lifnai lifnim, I was able to be oimed on the chutz as being chutz. The sayer lazazel wasn't that we were makir chasson to those kodesh. Like Ramban says, we said a lot of times Shabbos. That's not the. The pshat in the Sayer LaZazel was that it was the total hafrada of it was the melechus of Boirer, of being mevara the nekuda pnimius from the outside. No other time were we able to be mevara that, and it was always a taruvus. We were makir kabanis, but it was a taruvus. On Yom Kippur, we struck home on the lefnai lefnim. We struck home on the nekuda pnimius. The Mela, the Sayer LaZazel went to Chutz. The Avoda was that I was mafik Chutz from Pnim. Chutz has no problem if a person is typhus, if a person is ignorant and he takes Chita and he eats it with the kernel, with the chaff, with the wood around it, then the person is going to choke on it. If the person is Oymed, which is the Pnim and which is the Chutz, what's what? Then the person is mafrit and says, this belongs to the shells, and it had its metzias as a shell, this belongs to the pnim. Same way if a person is teifus and elyonim, when we speak about ma'isim akava, let's say the mashal and the nimshal. We give a mashal. The emes of the mashal is always the teichin. When somebody speaks Yad Hashem, so the mashal is the gvuras Hashem, and the image of a hand is a klipa. The person has to take off the klipa and eat the pnim. It's all tfira, all deis ros, all kairos ros start when a person takes the ocher and he's ma'aravit with the pnim, or he thinks the ocher is the pnim, and so on. There's one more inyan I want to associate with this. Also, these are inyan that are not common, but I think it's important to be able to see all the inyan together. It's mentioned in Tanya, but it's mentioned in a lot of early places. I'm just saying it because that's a safer, that is more accessible to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya, Zan and Mechaya, the whole Bria. Everything in the Bria gets its chiyus and its koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeravim ben Avot, when he's standing and being makriv tavodah zarah, where is he getting his yinika from? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it? Where is it coming from? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. So the Lashon, the Baal Tanya says, and again, it's not his Lashon, it's early Lashon, he says he's being yonik from the Chirayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyotu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a Hanhaga that is Hefech Dan Haga. The ability for Ra to function, for there to be Bechira, Hechetimtzes that are Hefech, Ratzon Hashem, that is called Acharayim, because it's the backdrop for Ems. So once there's a Ratzon Hashem, that there be an Acharayim, that there be an Acher, that there be something else, then there's a Chiyus for it. In other words, but it's the Mokoyim which Shtolzach Tzu Takarish Baruch Hu is as Acharayim to Pnim. That's how it's Shtolzach Tzu Takarish Baruch Hu. B'meila. In the Gilui in Yetzias Mitzrayim was an extraordinary Gilui. And we spoke about, yesterday when we spoke about the other three Yonim, we explained that the reason for this Gilui was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it was being miyased klal Yisrael, the tzura of that gilui is the yisoid of klal Yisrael, and it has to be at its biggest. When you make something, the nekuda pnimius of it has to be of the highest level, and then everything else has to catch up. Since we're talking about the very Eben HaShasiya of Klal Yisrael, the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Lefnai Lefnim, is the Eben HaShasiya. It's not the Mikra, they're looking for a nice spot to put the Lefnai Lefnim down, and said, what about Eben HaShasiya? Eben HaShasiya is the, since that's the Nekuda Rishayna, that's the Lefnai Lefnim. So Bemela, the Klal Yisrael's Eben HaShasiya was Leil Pesach. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out. V'lakachte Yaschem Nilam. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael and made Klal Yisrael. So that is the Nekud of Eben HaShasiya of Klal Yisrael. That had to be with a Nekud of Lefnai Lefnim. Just like the Eben HaShasiya of the world is the Nekud of Pnimius of the world. So the Eben HaShasiya of Klal Yisrael is the Nekud of Pnimius. The Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu then couldn't be a Keiches of Midas Adin and Midas Arachnim, which is Malach and Sarah, like we explained. It couldn't even be Shliach, which is a Kloistic Akor, and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's still a step down, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also, in even when dealing with the Nekuda of Ani Hashem, There's a pchina of Acher. By Maimon Har Sinai, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Driva Yivavad Malach, and they saw it with the Dalet Mesham Shakisei. That could also not be. There wasn't a Nekuda. The Nekuda of Yisrael of Klal Yisrael was Ani Hashem. It was purely Ani Hashem, and everything built around it.
Well, this is the last share we're having this year. It's a very important understanding that when a chita grows, so the stage goes as follows. A chita or a person, the nekuda of zriya is the thing itself. In other words, the core of the gene of the chita, of the garen of the chita, is a chita. That is it. Everything else, so in the moment of zriya, you will netea a chita. Then it starts to grow. And when it starts to grow, the klipa comes first, like it says by Yaakov and Esau. Yaakov was the b'chor mitzad the zriya. Esau was the b'chor mitzad the tzmicha. When a person forms himself, and this applies to everyone, when a person grows, so the growth itself is never perfect. Like Chazal say, there's always starts with a klipa. A child, when he starts out with midas raas, with taivas, with not being able to apply himself. A child is not born good. He is born good mitzad as nekuda pnimis. The child's development is mitzad chitzenius. It starts as klipa, and it requires a lot of work of shelling and being boyer and so on. Mitzad the pnimius, every person of Chazal has an ani Hashem. So in Leil Pesach, which is a sense, it's a binyan of Christ or of the cloud, and it's a binyan of every person himself. A person understands that the avoid of Leil Pesach is zireya the person on the kuda of Ani Hashem. It's not a malach, it's not a sorof, it's not a shliach, it's not any nekuda of acher. It's pure Ani Hashem. Once that becomes the sheirish, then everything else, then the Acher also has a Mokhim Tikkun. Once I understand that these Dalad Malachim, Malachim and Merkava are only Chutz, they're only Acher because the Pnim needs Acher, then it's fine. Then it has its Mokhim. The only way you can deal with the Sor Lazozl is when you Oymir on the Lefnai Lefnim. So there's a certain Skula, whereas Rosh Hashanah and Kippur deal with problems. They deal with where a person did wrong and wants to be attacking some things. Pesach starts, the Mahalach of Pesach, Shavuos, of Sukkot, is the Mahalach of the Chatchila Binyan. In other words, forgetting about the Rada creeps in and the Tikkun for it, but how does a person buy himself? And the Binyan starts, it's a night when the person of Avodah puts down the purity of that Nekudah of Ani Hashem. Chag HaSameach.
The point of the
Havashar Azazel, the Shur Azazel, the whole. The Sur Azazel means that I was oimid what chutz is and what pnim is. There is no problem in Avodah if a person can be mafrid between chutz and pnim. The problem is the tairovus of it. I'm learning about malach, about this malach, that malach is not a problem unless the person is old to make a mistake and think that it's a koya.
That even meaning that he's
the Akadosh Baruch Hu's Megala himself as in its we're the herd, the very pnim of Akadosh Baruch Hu. Without right.
Okay, so why He can't be there without an acha.
The normal gilui is just like when you plant a seed. Like we said, the very first akuda is an akuda of the thing itself, and then it grows around it a shell. The same thing. The very sight of a person's personality. Hashem is Megala himself to us. This is how it
goes.
Right, exactly. And there was a school that night that person could do it.
So when he showed up, then did he have an achar and he was saying that this is the ikur that I'm showing you, or is he showing them?
I don't know. We heard it that way. It's like when I'm really, when a person explains something, he's always using a mashal. But sometimes I'm able to explain the exact point, and you see that the rest is just a mashal, and sometimes not. We were able to inherit in exactly at its point what it is we're talking about and what's that further. How exactly it works for mice, I don't know. That's already.
How and why were they able to get rid of the Yitzhakar of the Zohar? There has to be this Ra there, so then.
Okay, the Hechatimta has to be there, not the Ra. Yeah. The Hechatimta has to be there, but not the terrorist Ra.
So then why Arias of the Zohar and.
Once the thing comes to its tikkun, it doesn't need that anymore. You need the Hechatimta only, just like if I'm using a mashal to explain a nimshal, until you don't have the nimshal exactly clear, you need a lot of mashalim to understand it. Once you hop the point, the mashalim are extra ready. You know, everybody goes through the experience, they have a Rebbe that says like 100 mashalim in like Yeshiva Tana, and it's fantastic, and like he's really explaining it. And then when you get to like Yeshiva Dol, you say, I don't need such a long hand anymore. And when your taif is the ultimate tekuda, then that avodah became finished. You don't need that. So avodah zara they were able to do the pachim. Avodah zara is over. There's no more yitzur avodah zara. It's finished. The yitzur avodah zara is gone. The yitzur of taifas is Baruch Hashem very well alive and kicking with us. But it's more that Chazal said you couldn't be mafrid yet. It wasn't. You couldn't separate it out yet.
But is it possible to eventually be?
Certainly eventually be. I mean, we have a Chazal. The Chazal says by Avram and Sarah. Remember that Rabbi Noi was being Mitzayan Myers. And he went down to Moshe Machpelah and he saw Avram and Sarah raised. And he wanted to, he looked aside. So he told him, there's no Yitzhar in this world. So there's no, it's not a Dov Meguna. And lots of love, it is not Yitzhar. Just like a father hugging a child is not a, there's nothing.
Can he just possibly?
But he can build it up in himself.
Is it a person himself can get rid of it because?
Yitzhar Taivin, it's Claudius, it's a world thing, not a personal thing. I imagine everybody has a Bechira, but to get rid of it in a way where it's not part of that Metzius, that's a tikkun of the world.
The only way for Kedusha to be there is because of
Taivus brings out the Kedusha. When a person, just like anything a person struggles for, he appreciates the Teuchen. We only appreciate something when you're the head and not Gemina. Even when learning, somebody says a Svara. Sometimes one of the problems is he says, I hear it, it's okay, but like, how else would you put it? Tell me what you're coming to the mafkia from. Like, you're telling me this is the pshat, this is this. Yeah. Like, what are you telling me? He says, well, if you learn like this, this would be a problem. If you learn like this, this would be a problem. Now you hear what I'm telling you. By putting it in the context of where it's not, what is becomes meaningful.
So, you said that's not megalith for us, so you can't see it.
I'll tell you a simple analogy. Shmirah Shabbos. For all of us that was there to be born in Shabbos, our family, it's nice. Shabbos is nice. Does a person feel the sharpness of Kedusha Shabbos? No. The person who got a call from his boss and says, one more Shabbos don't come, you're gone. And the person says, no, feel Shabbos. If we wouldn't feel Kaiva, then overcoming Kaiva and doing things with Kedusha would be nothing. Of course. I mean, you're like, what's the... A person who has to fight and overcome a Kaiva feels the Kedusha Shabbatavra when he fights.
What's the Achar of
Kedusha? I mean, when it starts with Rishus, it starts with other things. You know, even Dvar Rishus, Tainu Dvar Rishus is a certain Acher. I can understand Kedusha in juxtaposed against something else.
Well, can you give me an example of looking at something besides reading
in the Achar? Apple, peanuts. It's sickly as a mussel and an imshel.
There's something worldly that you're taking the achar and making it bigger instead of the imshel.
That you take achar? Yes. A chasana. A chasana is, this is one of my pet peeves. Two people get together and they want to share life together. They want to build their life to everything. You do it by making simcha a nice suda, simcha, whatever Chazal say, sevloinais, matonais, zemer, rikud, suda. Fine, those are outgrowths. What happens? You sink, the person sinks in like 6 months worth into the suda of how it's going to be. Again, it's one of my pet peeves. There was a couple, super charedi, who well to do, and I mean, the efforts that they put into the chasa should be the most perfect chasa ever was. Of course, because the very beginning, obviously, was extraordinary. 6 months later, I was sitting with the young chasa, whatever it is, in a car in New York discussing divorce. Baruch Hashem, it's 8 years later, things are okay, but there were 2 years and were very rocky. And I was saying to myself, like, they took the klipa and they swallowed it in big doses. I mean, you're talking about a chasna, you're talking about two people getting together and spending the rest of life together and building things. Big kedusha, not a big mavericks. I'm talking about the normal of a habit that didn't even enter anybody's mind that b'chol exists. Shiloh was the hall, the dessert, the rebbes they would invite. They had enough abundant blessing of chasna that it was overdose of blessing. They had every rebbe they could get their hands on bringing down. And it people that their whole mind is kilu. It's like where Elena people who have, what's it called? People who suffer from eye disease and blindness. No, left my mind. What? Not glaucoma. Older. No. A very bad one. No. It's what happens is the center of the eye begins not to see. It's a retinal. It'll come to me. It's all, unfortunately, there's a certain amount of people that have a retinal disintegration of sorts and become blind. Well, and right now there's nothing to do for it. But it's extraordinary. It starts from a center usually, and it means you can see all around it and you can't see the picture itself. It's an extraordinary. I mean, it's not uncommon in the world I know. I know myself. It's so-called old people. Come on, this is usually the thing, and So here a person ruchnis the way they see the klipa with 20/20 vision and don't see any person to it. It's like as long as I walk into rooms. I grew up. I was on top of a kolo, a kamenitz in Yerushalayim. It came from Europe. These were like the chshuvos of today. They're all older. Shivas already at Meir Esrim. They're all Ashkenazis. We lived on top of them, and I remember seeing since I was 5, 6, 7. When I used to go downstairs and hang around those. So these old shtenders, like 6 different pieces of wood banged together, old gemaras, and people sitting and learning and being so gay, all the people in my mind, they were like in their 40s and rolled up shirts, like big gray or brown jackets, and then rolled up shirts, and sitting and learning, like that was what I saw them, like always sitting and learning. And then you walk into a home and you see a study that's, you know, thick mahogany and leather covered scarf, and hey, like, doesn't look like anybody's used it the last year or two. It's very important issue. You should be very comfortable. That's the comfort. It's all very nice and good. But where's the learning? I mean, like, Ayeka, that's what it is. It's we live with Kol Kol with Acha, we live with Elohim Acha, and there's no punishment. You know, that's the metzius of it. So the person needs it well. This is going to be a special room. This is for learning, and this is for this. And so we'll get the fancy shas and a perfect air conditioning and a thick door I can close up. Those. All this is good and fine. But if you're not going to learn, then, you know, you have to roll up these things and learn. I remember them with the open windows and the hot, there were no air conditioning. They have these big windows that were open with a fan or two maybe. But they were sitting and learning and learning and learning and learning and talking and arguing and this. And everything was like, the klipas were kemat not existent, like the old worn out this. Everything was just old and worn out. And I have the picture from it.
Almost like a shiva,
though. Almost like a shiva, though.
Why a shore over anything else?
That's a different type. That's in shore there was an atir. I mean, there was a reason it's had the matzias of shore. Well, it was piece of time, but it could have been.
One of the other three.
Just play aria, play shore. It's like in Yechezkel.
Play nesha, so
play nesha, play aria, play shore, play adam. Those are the.
I wanted to know the four malachim said that seven kitzur kavos to be the acher of the rest of malachim, right?
The acher of the shchina kaviyachol.
The acher of the shchina.
Right. The other malachim are direct shluchim haKadosh Baruch Hu. This is fakir. This is like the setting. The four around it is kaviyachol, the setting for which it comes out.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's all like something we can't see. So why do we have acher? What's the point of the acher?
None of this is seeable. It's havana, tfisa, or whatever it is. When we'll understand it, we have to understand it. Just like,
do they really exist, though?
Certainly they exist, but not in a physical format. When we speak about wings, we don't talk about, there are no physical wings. There are nothing flat. We're talking about a mitzvah where something gets done immediately. These are all, and that's exactly the words over there are the klipa for the tochen. When I tell you about wings, you picture something quick. So I want to hear the quickness. It's like somebody says the message raced around town on wings. Doesn't mean that the message got wings, but it means an effortless and instant reaching out. The wings is a tremendous, it gives you a beautiful picture. You drop the wings out of it, and then you get just a picture of something going quickly. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about something, a real material. But descriptive, it's mashalim. Alim Acherim means the Akadosh Baruch Hu as it comes through Acher. Akadosh Baruch Hu as it comes through the tzad that's Acher. The herring Akadosh Baruch Hu through that Korach, and thereby empowering that Korach, you know, where the muscle becomes the Iker, that's Alim Acherim.
Why did you rather than not think it goes
Well,
I think it'd be ingrained in the Jewish consciousness. Forget,
but when a person's type is that, you know, then if your piece of fine, but if your piece of Ra comes from that, then that's what it's going to be like.
How does the Elohim Acherim, if like Rav Chaim defines it as like the power doesn't come from them, like Hashem Elohim Emes, but Elohim Acherim because they don't have the power emanating from themselves?
Correct. It's the same thing, just like any achar with the tefas. You know, the reason why the frame looks so nice is because it's holding up a picture. It's nothing to do with the frame whatsoever. the reason for these kriches is because the hechatimtzus is so all the korach, everything comes from it, is because this becomes a hechatimtzus for likus. The inoy doesn't say inoy after. Okay, so start off asking now.
I don't understand. I'm not sure if it's the same as Israel, but we know in India today they still say cow.
I don't know if the Pshat is not a dominant religion. In other words, the people that are successful, that are good, that are, you know, the stage of the world is not India. I don't know if that's the Pshat.
If it's the same as Babel from the world, it's a golden city.
Yeah, but I mean, the people that are successful, I don't know if I think the world, in the sense, the successful world, the enlightened world, the noble world, I don't know if we are.
Are they the people that the Pesach says that Avram sent?
The Vol says that right, that is Shochis of Kedma. It says that he gave them Shema Shavar Zer and he sent them Kedma, which is the Far East. The Vol used to say Kedma is the East. You know, so he sent them because Kedma of Tumah went to the East. I think it says it from earlier.
So even though Avram Zer was nullified, they still had these powers around here.
Yeah, you know, he left. This is the Chelek of the Bria that's what carries on the project.
You have been listening to aishaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to aishaudio@aish.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.